Hello and welcome back to another exciting episode of Anime Tour Bus. It's me, your non-expert Eric, and who's that sitting next to me? Well, that's you, listener. Listener, we're getting started, listener. I'm just gonna lightly shake you awake. Okay, well, sorry, that ended up being a little bit more of a slap. You good, listener? Oh, you're sleepy? And being slapped awake was not a good... Oh, I'm so sorry, listener. I jumped to violence. I don't know. It stems from my childhood. Speaking of jumping to violence and not having... Metzger, since she's at the front of the bus, she's our leader, our fearless... Our watchman that keeps us going throughout the anime night. She's ever guarding and I think owns the bus or has like a demon pact with the bus. And this is an anime podcast. Metzger, we've been watching some animes and like, where's the chill episode? Where's the nice slice of life peaceful episode? Metzger, I've been waiting for peaceful episodes, but you know what keeps happening?
I mean, it's literally the beach episode.
What? Well, I mean, that's not very restful. An old man lost his arm,
Metzger. I mean, it's literally the beach episode.
An old man, he lost his arm.
This is a common trope in anime, Eric. It's the beach episode.
The old men, they lose their arms?
I mean, that happens sometimes. Usually it's their eye. So I like to see that we're breaking the genre. Beach episode.
Yeah, so Metzger, I didn't go to a beach until I was last year. I mean, like, there's a lot of like beach time things that maybe I still even don't quite know about. Do the fish appear on the sand to bite you through your clavicles? Is that...
Depending on the beach that you go to, and depending on the time of year, it can be jellyfish season, and that's like the same thing.
Okay, now we're getting to the deep knowledge, right?
Did you know that?
Knowledge of the deep. Yeah, of course I know that, Metzger. Listener, I didn't know that.
Okay, I was wondering. There's like the jellyfish will swim up during a certain time to mate, and then they just kind of like die afterwards.
Relatable.
You know, when you have kids afterwards, your life is just kind of over.
Yeah. No, I...
And their corpses float up to shore, but if you step on them, you will still get stung.
Yeah, Metzger, the poison doesn't go away because they're dead.
And sometimes you just don't see them, because they're kind of transparent, and everything's just kind of wet.
Relatable. Metzger, so let's start by talking about the beach episode. That's Jujutsu Kaisen. Can you give me a synopsis?
It's the beach episode.
Oh my god. A little bit more, please.
There are no hard or fast rules about domains. They just make shit up when it's convenient.
Absolutely.
Even though Mahito's domain has been broken in the past, so at least the precedent has been established. So it's not like this has happened the first time.
But unless you're Gojo, in which case then you just win.
Nanami, Maki, and whoever Maki's clan head is, I didn't catch his name. A drunkard. They're going to save Gojo. They know Yuji's down there. They don't know what condition Yuji's in, or they... Nah, it wouldn't change how Nanami feels about anything.
He doesn't care.
I mean, the bigger goal is the most important.
Yeah, Nanami gets a little fucked up.
Everybody gets a little fucked up, except for maybe Maki. She was
neglected.
She was undervalued, and that, honestly,
saved her.
Is the biggest way that you could hurt her.
But it also saved her.
Well, yeah. I know the word.
Fishman. Octopus?
For him. But I can't. He's a weird, like, cephalopod creature.
Yeah. He got octopus face, but he's also got wings. He's like a little Cthulhu.
He's like a little baby mind flayer.
Ooh, that's a good way to describe.
This isn't important. This is not important at all. We're just gonna go with cephalopod. Oh, like a cuttlefish.
Ah, yes.
There we go. He's a cuttlefish. I'm like, come on. Come on, Metzger. Get your head in the game. This little cuttlefish dude, it seems like a total weakling. And he does kind of get his butt kicked. And we get like an inkling of the drunkard's power. I really enjoy the drunkard ranting about frame rates.
Yes. No, this was one that when listening to a different podcast, specifically about Jujutsu Kaisen, like as a whole and stuff like that, they mentioned this guy and his frame rate and how he can slow things down. And honestly, it apparently gets even more crazy, the things that he can do. But maybe they don't feature that in the... Who knows? But in the manga, he apparently can like, not only manipulate that, like, 1 to 24 decision-making thing, but also speed up and slow down the actual frame rates shown in this case, the manga, but also, like, you know, real life. within whatever confines make... plot sense, of course.
We get just like a little taste of his shit.
Yeah.
And that little taste is enough to make the cuttlefish transform into, I mean, into a, sort of an Adonis. He becomes a little bit of a god. I mean, getting the cuttlefish transforms, not necessarily because he's getting his ass kicked, but because he's thinking about all of his friends, you know.
And he's sad about them.
Jogo, Mahito, and Hanami, and he's really upset that Hanami is dead.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, in that moment, he releases all of his power, and after a little bit more ass-kicking, drags them all into a domain. And, you know, a domain has a one-hit, like, a one-guaranteed-hit move, right?
Master, have you ever... like been punched in the tummy so hard that you puke up a bunch of skeletons?
No. To my knowledge, I only have one skeleton inside of me at any given time.
Yeah, and you trade it out pretty often. Okay, I just wanted to double check because like I've never, but I didn't know if that was like maybe something the listener could relate. Like, you know, we try to keep this podcast relatable. Listener, if don't feel weird just because Metzger and I haven't had that experience. If you get punched in the tummy so hard you puke up a skeleton, like we still care about you.
Eric, matter of fact, you need to be careful because I'm pretty sure if you punched the bus in the tummy hard enough, a bunch of skeletons would come out.
That brings up the question, which part is the tummy? And obviously, it's the fuel tank. Listener, please do not punch the fuel tank of the bus.
You went in opposite direction. I was gonna tell you that I obviously can't tell you where the tummy is, because then you'll try and punch it.
But I was the one protecting the bus all along.
We did skip a little bit, right? Did we technically do the Maymay thing first? It did pick up with Maymay.
Don't give a fuck.
I kind of do, because you get to learn that... what is his name? Wee Wee? UI. Also, is not just dead weight, because I thought he was just dead weight.
For sure. I thought he was just cheering her on.
It looks like he can also break down barriers. Is that what?
That's
is
his
that
main what, power, yeah.
Yeah. And we've been introduced to a new rule, one that states, if anyone would ask you to die for them and you agree, it amplifies your power.
Which is crazy, right?
I mean, it's got the same kind of essence as show your cards.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, did you ever watch Regular Show?
Yes.
Remember the episode about Do Me a Solid? Or I'll yep. owe you a solid.
Literally the premise of many of our trades.
It's got the same energy as that. Is the will you die for me? Is almost kind of like I'll owe you a solid.
But you know, it's kind of, it reminds me of like a warlock making a pact, right? Like it's got kind of a flavor of
that
like,
Lich King energy.
Yeah, like I'm gonna borrow power from this thing that you shouldn't really touch, right? You shouldn't touch another creature's life source, you know. But then you do, and it gets you power, but you know, at a cost, right? And in this case, it costs her some crows.
Unfortunately, only she doesn't seem like she super cares about the crows. Like May May still is given that mentality of things are only valuable to me if they can serve me in the moment. Yep. So if anything, she seems a little disappointed that only three crows got sucked in with her. It seems like they get out just fine though, right? Like it's fine.
Yeah.
Hey everybody, it's okay. May May and Wee Wee are fine.
Yeah, I mean it was a challenge and now they're gonna go fight Ghetto.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so back to Nautilus and back to Cuttlefish.
All right, so imagine that you gotta fight fish that only get you when they're getting you.
Well, they're the guaranteed hit.
Yeah, but you can't like defend again. They only when they strike do they. And also the guy who is our hero is like, hey, the best you could possibly do is let them bite you and then hit them immediately as they do, because you're basically useless.
Yeah, uh-huh. Your bait. I mean, it's not even your bait. It's just like, it's gonna...
Do your best, and like, yeah. I mean, there's nothing...
I'm sorry.
Sad face.
Nanami essentially pulled the I told you to stay back.
Yeah, I really did.
And now and the best right. advice... Yeah, the best advice I've got for you is don't go into shock.
Listen, and that would be hard, right? As someone suffering from a traumatic knee injury, that would be hard, right? To let yourself get bit by fish, real aggressive fish that fly through the air and then instantly get you.
The cuttlefish decides that Maki's not a threat at all, and that he can give 70% of his attack power to the drunkard and 30% to Nanami.
Which is interesting, Metzger, because the 70-30 thing is exactly Nanami's thing.
It is exactly Nanami's thing. And, I mean, it looks like they're pretty fucked, except for the part where Fushiguro, for whatever reason, just kind of, like, magically pokes a hole in the barrier and shows up and is like, if I can stand here and maintain, like, if I can try and put up my domain inside of his domain... then his guaranteed hit thing can't really work. So I'm just going to stand here and bleed out of my nose.
And then they're like, he's like, I'm going to sacrifice myself.
Well, yeah. Why don't you think Nanami would just look at him and be like, would you die for me?
Maybe well, that's not his thing, right?
Well, like, because maybe... then it would make Fushiguro like a million times stronger, right? Well, not a million, 10 times. 10 times stronger. And then suddenly, like, that domain would just be ripped asunder, right?
But they don't have that type of relationship, right? Because it's only Dami Mommy that has that kind of relationship.
I mean, you think if Nanami can show his cards, that maybe you only get once, like, you only get one party buff.
That's what my thought is, right? Like, everyone gets their one thing. Like, not everybody can play with frame rates, right? Not everybody can do Would You Die For Me.
Everyone has their technique, but their it seems thing, like yeah. there are some general rules that apply to everyone, like show your cards. Because everyone becomes stronger once they've explained how their technique works. Except for that one guy who has to keep it hidden at all times. Otherwise, you know that you gotta almost hit him and then not hit him. And then
you just gotta do a little bit and then boop. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's the only time so far that revealing your hand would
not
make
you stronger. What an Achilles heel to, like, you know, be able to take an extreme punch to, but die to, like, a nose flick.
Yeah. Someone just throws a paper towel, like a wadded up paper towel at you, and you just fucking die.
Somebody does that Missourian thing of, like, oop, I'm just gonna scoot right past you.
Yeah, they just try and scoot by you in the grocery store aisle, and you
fucking die.
You go flying. Oh my god, I want to see that animated. You go flying aisle over aisle over aisle, like knocking all of the aisles in the grocery store over.
God, that's glorious.
Yeah, I fucking love that, dude.
I would love that. Yes.
Everything's going great. They've got a plan. Team huddle. Fushiguro is going to break another hole in the barrier, let everyone through, and probably die here.
But not without a fight.
Wandering eyes should appear.
What is it, Metsy?
You see a hole open up in the barrier.
And arms are coming out of it. What's up with that?
Do you know who I thought it was?
Whose arms is that?
I thought it was Mahito.
So that was my concern, right? My initial thought was Gojo, but we know he's trapped. Like, that's not possible.
Well, like, yeah, I didn't think Gojo, he's trapped, but I definitely thought, uh-oh, that's Mahito. And then instantly went, oh no, it's worse.
Is it?
It's worse. It's Fushiguro's dad.
Oh, balls. Yeah, see, I was left thinking, I don't know who this is. And I guess I'll find out next time. But no, you're right. Well, but maybe it'll be cool because it's his son. Maybe it'll be cool because it's his kid, right? Like, maybe
I'm pretty
sure
that's not how the family dynamic of this one.
Maybe he'll be cool about it. Maybe he won't. Dad, just be cool.
Eric, that's like your dad breaking out of prison and showing up at your work.
And then say, hey, just be cool
are you going to look at him and just go, hey, be cool about it?
Hey, real quick. Hey, can you be, like, fucking cool for a minute?
He's here to fuck some shit up, dude. This guy has never known the definition of cool.
Yeah, that's the end of the episode, and that's disheartening, because I didn't know who it was, and now I do, and I hate it.
Well, you knew that was a Chekhov's gun.
See, I knew it could be good or bad, right? Like, and I assumed that it would be bad.
You know you knew it was a Chekhov's gun. You knew, hey, you know who's got a body now? Fushiguro's dad. You know who's also in Shibuya? Fushiguro. Mm.
But they're already so hurt. So Nanami's gonna for sure fucking die, right? And Fushiguro is probably gonna live, is my guess.
I don't know when Nanami dies, but I think I think he makes it through this.
Yeah, so that's, I've been sitting on that bit of, that tidbit of knowledge.
Every time he's on the screen, I've been like, is this the last time? Is this the last time I will see my beloved?
Is this my boy? Hey, Metzger, so if you, first off, again, sorry for waking you up so terribly.
What a rude man.
If you have some suggestions on maybe how Nanami gets through this, if you have some ideas, we'll pass them on to him. IRL, the real one. You just have to drop those at AnimeTourBus on Instagram, Anime_Bus on Twitter. And hey, check us out on miyu and weeboo.wordpress.com. Mesker, we watched another one. Another anime.
Yeah. Shangri-La Frontier.
And how's that one going? Is it good? We having a good time?
Yeah, I'm having a good time. I like it.
I like it too. It's one of my favorite ones that we've watched. Why don't we start this one with a synopsis?
So Yayoi is still fighting the evil fetus. Wait, wrong anime.
Metzger. You knew what you were doing.
So to be fair, I did watch Shangri-La Frontier almost right before the podcast. And then instead of watching the other episode of it, I was like, no, 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 we can't do that because then I'll get them mixed up and Eric will be angry with me. So instead, let's watch Dark Gathering, which is this other anime about ghost hunting that I absolutely fucking love. And now I just have that just in my head. That's all I can think about is how much I want more Dark Gathering. Well, this one chick is still really fucking bad at finding him.
I mean, she's figured out that he probably skipped the first zone, right? That's the conversation she said. We also get a little bit of background of like her and her friend's relationship. Hey, get fucking good at this game, and then I'm going to convince him to play it, and you'll be, you can guide him and shit.
Son Raku has an NPC join his party, and they go to fight the boss. The level boss, because Son Raku wants to stay ahead of the scrubs.
Yeah.
That's a direct quote.
Yeah, he doesn't want to get sick because it's summer, people are going to get the game.
I loved that it actually used the word scrubs.
I've been using the word scrub quite a bit more lately. It's such a good term. Scrub. Yeah, it's a good term to describe a genuine problem.
People have had unique instances of the Vorpal Rabbit before, but never one specifically with this little bunny child or their dad.
Or the palace.
Or the palace.
So, I mean, all that aside, he's like, okay, cool. I get to have some time researching this. Also, I gotta hang out with my boys on this one game that no one but us likes.
Well, I had to play with the one person, but he's so notoriously known that when they start fighting, everyone's like, oh my god, it's Son Raku.
Which, I mean, to only be known in such a way, right? Oh, but to be known in such a way, right? To be the person who, like, is oh man, it's old Reckless Flamingo. He's there. He's going to get you.
Yeah.
That's like a life goal, Metsy.
Eric dropped one of his handles for you listeners. So if you ever see Reckless Flamingo in a video game,
I thought it was funny, and I wasn't going to bring up that it's one of mine so that I don't get pursued in such a way. But if you're just going to throw it out there.
They don't even talk to us on our social media. What do you think they're going to do? Come find you in fucking Sea of Thieves?
I see a pirate ship in the distance. Ah, oh, that's the Reckless Flamingo.
A sloop comes up on you. You're also in a sloop. A sloop comes up on you. They pull their seeing glass out and they see Reckless Flamingo over your head. And you shout, "Ahoy!" And they recognize your voice and they instantly scuttle their ship.
So I would be here and I would actually I'm a kind pirate. So if they wanted to join my crew, we could make a little armada. You listener, you want to make an armada?
They literally kill themselves to get away from you.
Enough about my exes.
They scuttle the ship and drown in the ocean.
Okay, so we're just gonna ignore that hilarious joke. Metzger, so he's playing a game that he's really good at, and it thrives on knowing the glitch, finding a new one, really getting the person. Because you know their glitch.
Multiple glitches. Any glitch goes. Any glitch.
Honestly, it had a moment where it reminded me of Jujutsu Kaisen, because the one guy has like a specialized glitch and he's got his. He's more dodgy at the beginning than anything, but yeah. So they get you glitch. Find a new one. Try it out. Put yourself against somebody else, right? That's
exploit
fun.
The glitch.
Yeah.
Afterwards, I mean, he eats shit to his friend, and afterwards they're talking, so like, oh, so you've really gone soft, you've started playing Shangri-La Frontier, and he's like, listen, dude, you don't understand, there's this dog, and like, most people don't even know this dog's name, let alone have seen this dog. I have been devoured by the dog. The dog lives inside of me now.
He's convincing. So at first it sounds like, I don't know, like two old martial artists coming together and being like, you're getting soft, and like him training, him saying you need to train more and shit and all that. But like eventually he's convincing his buddy to play the game.
Oh yeah, 100%. And he also sent a message to you know who.
Which is the girl that's doing PvP. She's apparently a different girl, and she's fucking people up.
A mass player killer, apparently.
Yeah. And now she's got the attention. My boy's probably going to get hunted.
I think she said that she would have to lead him in gentle.
Maybe she's going to try to convince him to PvP with her.
I don't think it's going to be gentle.
Yeah, her gentle seems like most people, hey, that's too much.
Yeah, it really does.
In the very least, a good yellow light, right?
Is that how we're rating it?
I thought I was hilarious, but yes. And so, yeah, that's that's basically it. Right? There's not a whole lot more that happens. Oh, hold up. He gets debuffed.
Oh, yeah. The collar comes on because some hardship is how the weak grow strong.
Which, okay, but he's already done that, right? Like, with his hard game?
I mean, part of it is, yeah, because he's been fucked up by the Lycanid, who has essentially said, hey, I hope you just like wearing shorts.
To which every girl on there was like, wow, what a pervert.
Yeah, nobody super liked his tattoos, which is
I thought they were pretty cool. Yeah. Thought people would have some questions about that, but he gains
a
companion out of it.
Edgelord. He's an edgelord now.
I mean,
and you're an edgelord for thinking it was cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But he gets an animal companion out of it, which becomes the love of every player. And is now been...
Do they call it an animal companion? I just think it's a party member.
I mean, he sent him a party invite, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because it seems like animal companion is something that you tame.
Mm. Well, I think that depends on the game. I'm no expert.
I'm speaking in regards to this game.
I'm no expert, but it feels like it was an animal that is now his companion. So, Metzger, they took a picture of him with the rabbit.
Yeah, they took a screenshot. They're going to post it on the forums. He's about to get fucked.
Yeah, people are going to figure out what he did and how he did it, and it's going to fuck him up.
It's going to ruin him.
It's going to be upsetting. He's not going to like that. He tried to run away so fast.
He did run. He ran away as fast as he could.
He's a gingerbread
man. And now
man.
He's going to fight the boss. He's going to fight the area boss to stay ahead of the plebs.
The plebs.
Yeah. The scrubs. The casuals. The scrubs.
Anything else that happened this episode?
No, I don't think so.
Hey listener, thanks for hanging out with us. I hope you had a good time. I hope that you enjoyed, this episode, and I hope you're not a fucking scrub, that you'll check us out on anime_bus on Twitter, on anime tour bus on Instagram. I tried to do it backwards. And if you're for sure not like the biggest of scrubs.
Eric's a scrub.
Yeah.
Eric's been doing this for going on 3 years soon.
And I still can't get it fucking right. Hey, check us out on meandweeboo.wordpress.com. I also have a separate podcast. It's called Science Snacks. Just give it a listen.
It's not Eric that you can't do it right. It's just anytime you try to do it different, then you stumble. Like, have you ever started walking with the wrong foot and then like trip a little bit?
I don't have the issue with walking. No, that's not my thing. Because like we train both sides in karate.
Do you ever pay attention to which foot you start with when you start walking?
We do both sides in karate.
In just casual walking, not in karate walking.
I always correct all of life. I always keep my karate near.
I have seen you always keep your karate near. It's not always been effective, but I have seen it.
You remember that one time you scared me? The fucking box.
Yeah, I do. I was thinking of exactly that.
I love that.
And that, I don't know if that's when you developed respect for me or maybe fear. Maybe fear, because you were going to punch me in the face and I was just like,
I literally, it was reflexive. Like, I raised the fist in such a way, but also, like, I've had partners do that to me, and, like, I'll go, but then I'll also, like, bring my fists up, you know, in the masculine way that one would go,
I did not. I don't think I brought my hands up. I think I just stood there and gleefully.
No, you had this big, stupid smile on your face, and you were so proud of yourself.
I was ready to accept death.
You're like, I have chosen the way with which represents me best.
You think I fear this?
It's like when you pick
you that fears.
You chose your Pokemon and you had no regrets.
No, it's my lifelong companion.
Listener, don't be a scrub. Check us out. And until next time, bye.